You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com.
Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I graduated, but my friend is the year behind me, and she still gets bullied a lot. How do I help her? Let's get into it.
Here with you on The Bridge Loud. My name is Jed Brewer. We have a bit of a special topic and episode tonight. A question came in, and here's our question. I graduated, but my friend is the year behind me, and she still gets bullied a lot. How do I help her? Well, the good news is we have an expert. We have our good friend Ilana Grenda, who is a licensed clinical social worker. We sat down with her to get her expert opinion on that. In this interview, Ilana's going to have a lot of great stuff to say. We're covering a lot of ground, so as you listen to it, as we do all of our next segments, we're going to unpack everything Ilana said and really get into it. So here's our interview with Ilana Grenda. I graduated, but my friend is the year behind me, and she still gets bullied a lot. How do I help her?
It's great, first, that they're identifying that their friend is going through that. That shows a lot of empathy, which is a great place to start with. Also, just something simple like making time for that person, making it a priority to spend time with them outside of their school environment. This person that's wanting to know how to help them could be one of the few people that this teen is reaching out to. So it's very vital that they just make time for them and spend time with them doing things that are fun, kind of distracting them from, you know, the day-to-day stress that I think high school entails for most teenagers.
Here's my follow-up question. What you're describing is actually just kind of being a friend. Why is that the right strategy?
Sometimes that can be a good start for that person to open up. And then from there, helping that person to reach out to people at school that maybe they've been hesitant to do before, such as teachers or principal and things like that. Oftentimes, teenagers don't reach out because they often feel like if they reach out or they tell someone that the bullying will get worse and that it won't get resolved.
What is the point where, as a friend, you need to urge your friend who is being bullied, it's time to reach out, like, right the heck now?
If you hear your friend starting to talk about things not being worth it, or they just want to give up, or you start noticing that they're, again, isolating from those around them and just making a lot of negative statements, I think if you start noticing that and it's, you know your friend, you know what their normal baseline is, and they're kind of acting outside of that, that's a key time to maybe kind of try and look at what additional help you can provide them beyond just spending time with them, whether it's, you know, if you have a rapport with that friend's parents, or you have someone at school that maybe you know that friend is comfortable reaching out to. If you have someone in the community that you feel like could advocate for them beyond just what a friend can, that's essential in that moment, because that friend who's at risk for being bullied may not be in the right frame of mind to ask for help for themselves. So it's important to kind of know how to get that help for them if they're not ready to reach out and ask.
If you had 30 seconds where you could talk directly to this young woman who's being bullied, what would you say to her?
Speak up. Talk to someone, anyone. Take a breath. Identify two things about yourself that make you awesome. Appreciate those things about yourself, because it doesn't matter if anyone else sees those things or not. You see those things and you know they're there. Focus on the people in your life that support you and will help you grow and nurture who you are as a person.
We want to thank Alana so much for taking the time to talk with us. We're going to come back and look at everything that Alana said in this next couple of segments and really break it down and really get into it. Right now, we're going to go to a special song that encapsulates everything that Alana was talking about. It's specifically this struggle. It's called What They Say About Me, and features our friend, the Grammy-nominated singer Lydia Salnikova. This is What They Say About Me right here on The Bridge Loud.
They don't know her at all. They say about me.
Bridge Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Rock and roll.
And Jed Brewer.
Good to be here.
We continue to answer a question that came in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. It says, I graduated, but my friend is the year behind me, and she still gets bullied a lot. How do I help her? So in our first segment, we had an interview with licensed clinical social worker Alana Grendo. We want to thank her. And then you heard a song based on the very good advice she gave us. So we're going to unpack that a little bit more. Glenn, I'd love to start with you. In the interview, Alana talked a lot about just being there for someone, hanging out, lending emotional support. That may not feel like a big deal. It may feel like we want to do more, but that really is something, right?
It sure is. I think just listening to people is really so useful to others. Just, so many of us are just dying to have somebody listen, take the time. You know, and part of our day job is doing Christian ministry with guys behind bars and guys on the street. And a lot of the language of the Bible talks about sharing one another's loads and bearing one another's burdens. And it's, this is inherent in that idea, this sense of by listening to somebody and sitting down with them, when you share that with somebody, it feels like they're carrying half of it and you're carrying half of it. It just gets lighter.
Absolutely right. And Jed, if you can pick up on that, we do a lot of listening in our day job, which people often ask us about the things we say. It's really not as much about that. But that's with people in pretty dire situations. That could be in a state prison, or that could be, you know, at a jailhouse. And even when someone's going through something significant, like being bullied, that's very hurtful and is a big deal, just having someone to listen can still be a big thing, right?
There's no question about it. And I think there's at least two reasons for that. The first is people oftentimes don't know what they think until they hear themselves say it out loud. Right? Mm-hmm. We all exist in kind of the stew of our own thoughts. And one of the most therapeutic things a person can do is to have a space where they can say thoughts out loud and kind of examine them in the cold light of day as they hear them come out. People actually solve a lot of their own problems just from getting a space where they can just say all that stuff out loud. Here's the other thing, though, that happens is a lot of what we want a person who's being bullied to do is we want them to ask for help. We want them to reach out, whether that's a principal or a teacher, a school guidance counselor, or whatever makes the most sense. We want them to ask for help. But people have a tendency to only ask for help if they think they're worth something. Mm-hmm. If I think I'm just worthless and a loser and whatnot, I'm not going to ask for help because why would I? There's no point in fixing something that busted. That's, you know, it sounds awful to say it, but that's what's in a lot of our heads when we're going through a rough time. When you are a friend and you show empathy and you hang out and you listen, you're saying that person, you are worth something. You matter.
Right.
You matter to me. You matter to the world. And if you matter, then you're worth protecting. You're worth sticking up for. It means you're worth sticking up for yourself. It's worth it for you to reach out and ask for help. So you're actually fueling them to do the very thing they need to do, which is to ask for the help that they'll need to receive from people that can do something about their situation.
I think that's a great point. Another thing that just listening gives us is when someone has a problem, especially if you're a male type person, the temptation can be to look for the quickest line to a solution.
Yeah.
One of the more insidious things about bullying is everything about a bullying situation is bad. One of the things that's bad for everyone involved is sometimes there's no solution.
Yeah, that's right.
Sometimes people are just awful, and you still have to go to school with them. So, you know, there's a lot of bad advice out there that sounds like good advice. Of, well, you punch them in the nose once, and they'll stop that, and you just got to find better people and go. And maybe that works, but a lot of times it doesn't.
Yeah.
And to give someone a place and you say, you don't have to think about that. We're just going to hang out. I'm going to be cool to even build you up in that way. That can be a lot more effective than advice, especially, no offense, if it's not expert advice.
Yes.
So that is a very important thing you can do. We'll come back with more that you can do right here on The Bridge Loud.
Rhythm, 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 rhyth
If you're here on The Bridge Loud, my name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'll bully you.
No, we're anti-bullying.
Oh, I'll anti-bully you.
There you go. The pro-bullying show will be next week. It'll be controversial. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
I'm definitely anti-bullying.
Yes, our tips for bullies segment was not popular. Q-Rock was not on board. And for good reason. We can hear this question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. It says, I graduated, but my friend is a year behind me, and she still gets bullied a lot. How do I help her? Our first segment was an interview with licensed clinical social worker Alana Grenda. A lot of really good stuff in that. We're continuing to unpack the really good stuff she gave us. And Glenn, I'd love to start with you again in this segment. One of the things Alana talked about is the idea of how to know when it's bad. You know, someone's being mean to someone and they take that hard, and that always happens. To when that takes a turn to something very bad. And how do you deal with when we work with people and something goes from bad to critical? What's your process in dealing with that and getting somebody some help?
Well, I think the main thing is to recognize when that point transitions from, just as you say, from bad to we need to have action here. In Texas, we have an expression, sometimes you have to vent your spleen.
Sure.
That means is you have to talk about the stuff that's bugging you and driving you crazy, and when you do, it's out. You've gotten rid of that by expressing it. There comes a point in doing that with people where you'll realize this is beyond that, where they can't vent it off anymore because it's piled up, it's that big, it's that enormous. That, I think, for me, is the biggest indicator, okay, now we need some action. We need to call in some authorities. We need to take this to the next level because they can't vent this off anymore.
Absolutely right. And Jed, one of the more frustrating things for someone who's trying to be there for a friend may be that even if we get to that point where we've called the principal, we've called the guidance counselor, we've done something real, there may not be a lot we can do. There may not be a lot. We'd love for this to be a situation where you say, bullying is wrong, we're anti-bullying, and we're suspending the person who did it, and we're going to get you in a different school. But unfortunately, a lot of those apparatuses just aren't in place. So how do we, as someone's friend, be there for them when things have gotten bad and there's not really a clear path to them getting better?
Well, that's a great question. And unfortunately, that happens a lot. That's probably the majority experience as opposed to the minority experience. Here's what we do is we recognize it will get better. That may be a year off, it may be a couple years off. It will get better. Our goal is to stay as healthy and as positive as we can in the in-between. We recognize I won't always be in this high school. I won't always be dealing with these jerks. But for now, for today, for the next while, I am. My friend is. So I'm going to do what I can to keep my friend encouraged. I'm going to do what I can to keep them built up. That may feel like I'm just saying the same stuff over and over again. That may feel like we're spinning our wheels. We're not. One of the things that people come up a lot is they say, you know, I tried to encourage somebody, but I felt like I was just saying the same stuff over and over again. Fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I've never met a person that said, you know, Sally is always very encouraging, but it feels like she's gotten stuck in a rut on her encouragement. She really needs some new material. No, you don't. Encouragement is encouragement. Love is love. You don't need to be afraid of saying the same things over and over again. Your friend needs to hear them over and over again. The best gift that you can give is to stand with them in the long term in the midst of an ongoing difficult situation, recognizing we will get to the other side of it, but we can lighten that load one day at a time.
Absolutely right. Good encouragement is like a good concert. We don't want to hear the new stuff. Just play the hits.
Absolutely.
We'll be back with you a little bit more on this on The Bridge Loud.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained.
Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you and we want to help.
We're back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
To be clear, anti-bullying is not just bullying the bullies.
No, that creates a cycle, which is kind of what we're trying to avoid here.
Yeah.
Though I like your hustle. I like where you're at.
I just worked that out.
Yes.
Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
I'm against anti-bullying vigilantism, kind of.
You do seem to have a collection of letter jackets you've collected as trophies. Not sure what that's about. Just going to leave it there. We're continuing to answer a question that came into the BridgeLoud at gmail.com. It says, I graduated, but my friend is the year behind me, and she still gets bullied a lot. How do I help her? We've been privileged to hear from licensed clinical social worker Alana Grenda. A lot of great stuff from her. We unpacked that. But now we're going to move on, and we've talked a lot about you got to be there for your friend. You got to sit down with him. You got to hang out. You got to have fun. Maybe take him for ice cream. Maybe you get some hot fudge. Maybe get some caramel. Maybe get something different. Maybe you get a little secret sauce.
The secret sauce.
And Glenn, bullying probably isn't the word for what happens in street gangs and behind bars. That may be a little more hardcore, but you are, we've mentioned before, you've spent a lot of career dealing with people who are down and people who are doubting their own value for one reason or another. And what are the kind of things you say to people to get them through that?
Well, I think first and foremost, we want them to know how much God cares about them and that God's not okay with this behavior, that he's on your side and so are we. And it's important for us on this show, with all that we're saying here about bullying, to say that we care personally about this, that this isn't just an abstract concept to us. We're not trying to just kick around these words. You are valuable to God. You're valuable to us. You deserve to have a sense of peace in your life. If you're not putting anger and hate and negativity out in the world, you don't deserve to have that thrown back at you. And so we want to do whatever we can to help you. Call us, write us, let us know. We're here to help you get out from underneath this situation.
That's absolutely right. Jed, anything you would add to that?
I say the exact same thing. God sees amazing things in you. So do we. And we love you. If you're facing being bullied, we're so sorry. We really are. The biggest lie that's being put on you is that you don't matter, that you're not worth anything, your life is unimportant, that you are less than other people. And that's a lie. It's a great, big, awful lie. You matter. And it's important that you're aware of that because we want you to ask for help. We want you to ask for help from God. We want you to ask for help from people maybe in your school that can do something about what you're facing. But we want you to ask for your friends to hang out with you and support you and build you up. Alana said at the beginning to seek out those positive people in your life that see good things in you, that want to build you up. We want you to do that too. And as Glenn said, we want to be a part of that solution. Write us. TheBridgeLoud@gmail.com. TheBridgeLoud@gmail.com. Write us. Tell us what you're going through. We want to be there for you. We want to be a part of your support network because we love you and we believe in you.
Absolutely right. And we will see you next week right here on The Bridge Lounge.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
You tell me to not be afraid. My reservation.